Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Tactical Approach, and we are rapidly approaching your location. Joining me is Wes.
Hello, hello.
And Kurt.
Hello.
And I am Greg. And today we are talking about the U.S. Nationals, a big ice and fire event coming up here in October in Chicago. Originally, we were supposed to have Carl, but we couldn't get a hold of him on the timetable that we wanted. So instead, we have just Kurt. And Kurt, I understand that you know things.
Oh, yes. I'm part of the evil shadow government.
Yes, yes. And you told us that you have secret background information. So, Kurt, who on the committee?
Yes, I drink and I know things.
Yes. Good. Which loosens the tongue. So, Kurt, tell us. Who on the committee is cheating on who?
Oh, everyone's cheating on everyone. It's a Game of Thrones, Greg.
Oh, good. I was thinking more like a geisha, like geisha politics, but yeah, Game of Thrones. Okay. Yeah, at any rate, though, so this is now a community-run event. It used to be that this was a something that Simon was involved with, but no longer. It looks like they're having actually quite a few financial difficulties. And it's interesting because just previously we were talking about the Invitational and how they had a hard time getting any support from Simon, but Simon supported everybody else. Now Simon supports nobody. So as one of the people involved in this committee stuff, Kurt, what would you say are some of the... Let's start with the good news. What's good about the fact that Simon is no longer supporting this event?
I'd say the good news is that the power is now in the hands of us, we the people. I don't know inside knowledge on Simon's financial situation, but I do know how the community has come together once word came down that Simon, which had previously run U.S. Nationals in the prior years, would not be doing so this time around. So it fell to us. So we have various community organizers from all across the country that have been running their local scenes. I know Carl runs things for the California guys out on the West Coast. Edge Hopper up in the Chicago area. He runs a lot of tournaments up there. I've been running tournaments in Kansas City. You know, we have the Sunday Slaughter guys in Ohio and Jan out on the East Coast. So he's been running things out there. So we've kind of all come together and we've all had experience running events, and now we're just combining all of that experience together instead of running a local event to run a national event.
Yeah, I understand there was some debate about where it should actually be held because, of course, everybody, you know, felt that their hometown was the best place to do nationals. You know, the guys over on the West Coast logically are like, oh, everyone should have to come to California. That should just be law. And of course, over on the East Coast, it's like, no, this is where the country began. This is nationals. Ultimately became Chicago. I know that we were pulling for Kansas City because that's where we're located. And in my opinion, as a Kansas City native, Kansas City would have been the best choice because it's the heartland. But Chicago, okay, fine.
Chicago's also pretty centrally located. We did have, I want to say, about 12 different representatives. Each person was allowed to propose their hometown if they wanted to. And we had basically this big Excel book of everyone's proposals where they would put down, you know, where they wanted to propose to host the event, what the airline situation would be like at their local airport, hotels and hotel deals they might have, if it was like at an existing convention, and if there was like, you know, a convention ticket players would have to purchase, or how much the venue would cost, and then of course what time of year they proposed to host the event. So we had all these proposals compiled with all the various data points and all the information involved with that, and we collected all that information, and then we had everyone vote, and we included Clarence Ariakas from Canada, because in the prior couple of years we had Canadians come down to join us at U.S. Nationals, so we wanted to give those guys a vote too.
I am just want to say I'm disappointed that we didn't wind up with U.S. Nationals in Canada, just for the fact that it would have been funny.
You know, I didn't see...
Was he allowed to...
I didn't see any proposals in Canada, but we did have, like...
They should have been so bold.
Some northern locations proposed. Evan, who ran U.S. Nationals last year, he had his proposal for having it in Minneapolis again. We had a voting system where we had ranked choice voting, so each person got to vote three times, and you'd vote for your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice. And your first choice, I guess, carried more weight than your second choice, which carried more weight than your third choice. And so once everyone had voted, each person, you know, valued different things differently. I was really proud of the proposal we had for Kansas City. I felt like it was a really strong proposal. And I'm not just saying that because, hey, I want to have it locally so I don't have to travel, you know. I thought we actually had a really strong bid. And we actually did pretty well in the voting, but we lost out to Chicago.
Being so central is a big pull for the Kansas City deal. Hearing that you guys did a ranked choice vote, I'm not surprised that Chicago wound up winning. That just makes sense if you're going to vote for it that way, because it's like everybody is going to vote for something. They might vote for their hometown first, but probably all their secondary votes are going to be like, well, but if I can't get it here in New York, I suppose I could tolerate Chicago. It's a largest city kind of in the middle of everything. So that's pretty logical.
I think you need to make sure they factor in weather next time.
Oh, yeah, weather. I mean, it's going to, like, Chicago doesn't have the greatest weather.
Chicago weather in October?
It's going to be chilly.
Sure, yeah, time of year factors in, yeah.
At least everybody has to travel relatively equally, and us here in Kansas City, we don't have to go that far. Theoretically, you could take the Amtrak up there if you wanted.
You could.
Just make it a 2-week vacation.
Yeah. I hear it's slow. I know someone who's done it. And yeah, just make it a long. It's like a 6-hour and you have to go at weird hours, like in the night a lot of times. But you can go. I do want to say, though, you know, you point out the voting and everything like that. But I don't know that you could really call this a democracy, Kurt. It's more of a cabal. A democracy would involve letting all the players, the participants, vote for what they wanted.
I think the term is oligarchy, right?
I mean, does that only apply if you guys are all wealthy, though?
I don't know if you have the money.
Yeah.
I know we had to take practical considerations into account. The news that Simon was not going to host came down, and we had to get things in motion to make sure that things could be ready in time. So I think that ruled out trying to have a vote from every single player across the country and trying to organize and get the information to all those people. And we left it up to the community organizers and the TOs. I'm proud of the format, and I think everyone put aside whatever individual interests they might have had, and everyone has come together collectively to make this the best event that we can.
Well, so speaking of those, so the pro is, the advantage is that you guys are more in control, and so you can act faster and more unilaterally and more as a cabal and less as a dictatorship, which was, I suppose, what it would have been before. But what are the, would you say, are the drawbacks now of not having Simon?
Well, the drawbacks of not having Simon handle it is, you know, they did all the work, you know.
Ah.
Now we've got to do it. We had to figure out a time, a location. We had to reserve the space. I know the Chicago location, the venue alone was $3,000 just for the time and space. So we had to come up with those funds amongst ourselves.
It's at a Hyatt. So is it a hotel venue or is it an actual convention space? Or is it like a joint? Because I know that sometimes a hotel is a convention space.
Oh gosh, I'm sure the information is out there.
we don't know. We'll find out when we get there.
It's at a Hyatt place. I'm assuming it'll be spacious.
Yeah. Oh, well, a lot of times they do have convention area. Like, if a hotel can host a convention, they will have, like, a convention space, which is pretty big. So I'm imagining, like, a nice or nice-ish hotel with, like, on the bottom floor, there's, like, a great big, like, meeting space where you could hold a business meeting.
Like a banquet area. Yeah. I know it's not during a live convention, so it's our own thing. It's not within another convention. Like, I know we had U.S. Nationals at Gen Con one year, and it was, you know, a national tournament within a convention, so you had to buy your Gen Con ticket, and you had to go into the convention center, and then you're playing this tournament the whole time. You didn't have time to really walk around and enjoy the convention. And
oh yeah, because you're locked in all day long, because war games take a lot of time to play. It's not just like a quick sit down and leave thing.
I went ahead and double checked the website, because I looked before, because I've already booked my hotel, which, I mean, was just through the link, and it's actually a pretty dang good rate. Yeah, it's a 4,000 square foot event space. It says as capacity of 200 guests. It's in the hotel itself. So
okay, those are always kind of nice.
You might not even have to go outside if you don't want to.
And then I think maximum U.S. Nationals attendance has been, well, I don't think it's cracked 100 yet.
I mean, if we have over that many people, I'd say it's a win anyways, right?
Right. I'm sure there'll be enough space to host everyone.
Are we going to be saving money, though, because so like we're not doing the Gen Con thing. We don't have to buy tickets to Gen Con and then buy into the event as well. Is it cheaper this way for us?
It should be affordable for the layman, the players themselves, right? Because you won't have that extra convention cost. Now, different options had different, you know, pros and cons. We ultimately selected the Chicago option. There were actually two Chicago bids, and the other Chicago bid, there wasn't a cost for the venue itself. I know our Kansas City bid, we didn't have a venue cost. The cost of the ticket reflects different things. So it is to, A, secure the cost for the space itself. So we had to, you know, recoup that $3,000 fee. Additionally, we want to have prize support for our players that travel from across the country to attend U.S. Nationals. And the prior U.S. Nationals have always had like a goodie bag or prizes. And we want to have prizes not just for, you know, the top first through third. We want to have prizes for, you know, a whole host of categories. Best in faction, best painting, best sportsmanship, yada yada.
So in the past though, so CMON, they would have bought the venue, they would have paid for the venue and everything else, and you guys would have been just like TOs and stuff like that. Is that how that was?
Yes. So last year, for instance, US Nationals was at Games Enter. So CMON had reserved the space, they paid for the area, and then we had Evan, he was the head TO of the event. And the year before that, and we had Brick and Brett and our very own Kellen were the three judges and TOs that year. So
okay, but this year though, you guys, since you guys have had to pay for it, has the committee or has somebody in particular, have they figured out like a business structure? Have you guys set up like an LLC, or do you know much about the the business aspects of what they've decided to do with the money? Because I'm curious, like, when you get into this, because you start to take on risk when you're just like, I'm just going to drop $3,000 on a hotel venue. Right. And then, like, I don't know, what if there's a tornado that hits Chicago and they have to cancel, and then you're out $3,000 and everyone wants refunds? Like, is that sheltered under a business structure, or is that just somebody's, like, their personal pocket that they're paying?
You know, my knowledge here is a little limited because my hand in things sort of lessened when I was getting busy with the Invitational. So I've not been in the loop as much as I was earlier. I think they have like a certain email address they set up, and you know, various steps were taken. I don't know if anyone went out and formed a full-on LLC or anything. Yeah.
See, because I gotta wonder, because at some point tax season will come up, and then the IRS, like $3,000 is enough that the IRS will be like, what was going on with this money?
Yeah.
You have to answer. You're like, we were playing with toys. It was a fun time.
But I guess the what's probably most relevant to the players is that their ticket fee will cover, it goes to help cover the cost of the venue, and it'll also go towards prize support. So there's no one, from my understanding, no one's pocketing any money. There's no profit being made. Every ticket that's sold, once they hit the requisite 3,000 to pay for the space, every subsequent ticket sold after that point is going towards price support.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not worried about. See, $3,000 is not a lot of money to be worried about the committee embezzling. I feel like. If somebody embezzles like $3,000, like shame on them. Like what? I mean, it's not a trivial amount of money, but come on, like really, I'm not gonna say it's not gonna happen, but really more, I'm the worrying type. So I think about like I don't know if you've heard about the national tragedy in Kansas City. Actually, it may have been a Hyatt, in fact, where they had these walkways. And they built them incorrectly.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you've heard about this. So they had, like, people partying and...
Yeah, I've watched way too many things about it, yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, the walkways collapsed and, like, hundreds of people died. So, like, that type of thing, like, that's something that you wouldn't... You don't think about disasters when you're setting up an event, but it's like you get all these people together, and then, like, what if we're all, like, playing a game, and then a walkway collapses, and that's a, you know... And then there's, like... so much stuff going on in lawsuits. And so this is where it kind of gets into like, have you thought of a business structure? Have you thought about where the money goes? Like, what if somebody slips on something and then they, like, you need $50,000 for a lawyer? What would you do? So the business structure is
we
done.
Should start the Church of R'hllor.
We just start a Church of R'hllor and start taking donations and then pay the lawyer.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
I can see in the flames more legal fees. yeah, like small events, they always kind of start that way, as they're usually something that you do from the heart. But they like, you know, as things get bigger, you know, more and more things happen that like an individual doesn't think about. And so 100 guys is probably small enough. I think that it's not like it wouldn't have to be a huge business structure, but I'm curious at like what point, and it's a shame that we don't have Carl here, because maybe he would know more about this.
Yeah.
But at what point do you start being like, oh man, we need to start thinking about structure, like some kind of structure, any kind of structure?
That's a great question.
I don't think they probably don't have walkways at this Hyatt. They changed like national building codes as a result of that disaster.
Now, that was that Hyatt or was that Kemper Arena?
No, it was a hotel here. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was the one with the like a rotating restaurant on top of it.
Yeah, Hyatt Regency. Hyatt Regency walkway collapse, July 17th, 1981.
We're putting our souls in the trust of the Hyatt again. It could happen twice.
Well, the pictures make this one look like it doesn't have a walkway. So if something collapses, it'll just be the whole hotel.
Hopefully any hotel collapsing lawsuits would be directed at the hotel.
You would think. You would think. Oh, but the hotels have lawyers, Kurt.
I'm coming for you specifically, Kurt.
They'll come. They'll just bounce it back to whoever they can. They'll be like, it's not us.
We're not going over capacity. I know that for sure. And none of the tournament organizers have any wealth stashed away for.
What do we do in the event of a loss of pressure in the hotel area? Will oxygen bags deploy? I need to know the safety. but anyway, moving on. So, CMON, I take it they typically would have done vending at these things, so they would have sold boxes or given boxes away. But now you guys have got. I think I saw like Reaper miniatures and stuff like that instead.
Yeah, so we have reached out to a variety of different people that make fun little things and items. All the extra little pieces. Who do we have? It's on a list somewhere.
So who we got?
Who's got that list?
We have Reaper miniatures, Monument Hobbies, Two Thin Coats, Shire Post Mint, Elderwood Academy, and Dark Sword miniatures themselves.
Two Thin Coats, that's, is that Duncan?
Duncan Rhodes paint, yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a lot of really cool, vendors, supplying some cool stuff. I know we have, like, some, I think we have, like, some Greyjoy coins that we're gonna have available.
I just looked up Shire Post Mint. You're gonna like that one, Kurt.
Is that for coins?
It's coins and jewelry. Yeah, metal coins and jewelry.
I do enjoy metal coins.
They have, like, golden dragons and stuff like that. And they are not cheap.
Okay. I was gonna say, oh, victory tokens. You need 10 of those, though.
I know people are coming together and 3D printing a lot of stuff. People are doing what they can to try to make sure that there's prizes for people and we make it worthwhile for people to feel like they've been adequately awarded for their accomplishments at this year's Nationals.
Okay. So are these guys, are they sponsors, or are they going to actually have booths? So they're going to be selling products while they're there at the convention?
I don't know. They might. I think most of them will probably default to sponsors, but some of them might be there and set up booths. That'd be really neat if they did.
Yeah, if you could have stuff to buy, you could go home with a pocket full of golden dragons.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to get golden dragons when Tactics comes out, so.
Yes. Although, again, speaking of Simon's financial troubles, we're not sure when that's going to be.
Or if,
yes.
Don't worry. They started a couple more Kickstarters, so.
Oh, good. I hear that the tax. Okay. Speaking of business structure, I hear the tax structure on those is weird. Like, apparently they can't be profits until they ship the product. So, like, they take the money on the Kickstarter, but they can't report it as having earned money until you have those plastic dragons in hand.
That's weird.
But it's part of, I think that they got in trouble at one point because that's one of their main business models is the Kickstarter thing. And so they'll do the Kickstarters, but then have trouble developing the product. And they have to tell their investors, like, we made no profits, even though they have the money. Simon, we'll hear more from them whenever they feel free to tell us about it, I guess.
I'm hopeful. I mean, I'm really looking forwards to tactics coming out, and I know some of those pieces will cross over into the miniature game. So I would love to get Robert Baratheon on the table.
I do hope that they wind up okay as well. I really like this game. I like this system, and I like how it feels like every update to the system has been towards making the game better. Like, I know that we can complain about, like, some things didn't turn out the way that we wanted, but broadly, it feels like they're improving the game as they go forward.
Yeah, for sure. I think this game has really solid bones. It's, I think, by far my favorite miniature game I've ever played. And I've played other miniature games that I've enjoyed. I've played X-Wing and Armada and Legion, and Song by far takes the cake for me.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm hopeful that they'll be okay, and the people that they've got working on it right now, for the most part, stick to it. But I guess we'll see. We can't really talk into that very much, as much as I'd like to, because I know virtually nothing about it. I think we're all completely in the dark on that. We'd have to do a bunch of research.
Yeah, and I feel like we probably shouldn't speculate too much.
I mean, one of the things that's interesting is we were talking about the Invitational, again, going back to that and saying how, like, oh, they're not receiving any support. And I found it really curious, because the way that it was kind of presented was almost like, well, it's a personal attack on England. But with all of this stuff, most of the time it always comes back to IP law and marketing and, like, what's going on behind the scenes at the company. And it's difficult to get that from, like, an event organizer who doesn't have any of that information. All he knows is, like, well, I've been snubbed by CMON a lot. I mean, now, like, we're also now not seeing support from CMON due to financial issues that are beyond the stuff that the community is aware of. I don't know. I've got no answers. I just have questions.
Yeah, lots of questions. And I guess it's up to CMON to share with us if what or however much they want to or are willing to. But I know there's a loyal player base. That's what I know. I know the game is a great game. I'll continue to steward it and run events here in Kansas City as long as it's still supported.
Yeah. Anyway, I know Kellen. I think Kellen ordered the big dragon, didn't he, for tactics coming up?
He did. I've got one coming, hopefully.
He did. I did also. So we'll see it. We'll see. I can see it now at the end of the year Kansas City party, Kellen screaming, "Where are my dragon?
Where's the big dragon?" So. It's supposed to be huge. I do hope you guys get that before the end of next year. I mean, I don't know, are you gonna, like, bring it to the game store? What are we gonna do with it?
I imagine I'll bring it to the game store. I'm hoping to move out of my apartment into a house sooner rather than later. And honestly, I don't know where I would even put it in my apartment.
Yeah. This is the problem. I'm running out of spaces for boxes, personally. Like, I had a bunch of Warhammer stuff down in the garage. And then that's all full. My Warhammer stuff's taking up my garage space. And then I've got closet space. And all my CMON boxes are now filling up the closet.
Thank you, Greg. You make me feel good about my model collection. It's not that big.
Oh, you keep yours just the essentials.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I'm running out of space. I know I'm not the only one, too. We got other people in the game group that are occasionally talking about that. They're, like, selling army. And they're like, oh, are you not happy with it anymore? It's like, I just can't keep it stored anymore.
Yeah.
I bought more army. I have too much army. Please save me. But anyway, though, so yes, back on topic, back on track. So the convention space, we know that it's a hotel kind of thing. Is there going to be food, though? Do you guys have any food vending? Does the hotel have a restaurant? Are you aware? Do you have answers?
They have a restaurant, I think.
The hotel?
I'm pretty sure. I know Edge Hopper, who's the guy who put forth the bid and runs the group up in, or helps run the group up in Chicago. I know he's already gone and looked at the location, and he has previewed it, and I'm sure there will be more information to come on food and lodging, and the information is out there. And we will post a link to it.
We could... Yes, for context for the audience, we kind of just, like, got in here, and we were going to have one of the managers, one of the event organizers here to interview, and then we were just like, well, heck, we'll just talk to Kurt. He knows enough. Not enough to answer some specific questions, such as what will we be eating, Kurt? How long is lunch break? Do you know?
I'm going to personally ingest a big gust of air.
So no lunch for you. You're just going to skip.
Okay, so sorry. The hotel does have a restaurant. It also has a the grab-and-go items, like the company kitchen style thing.
Well, there we go. That's good news.
They have a continental breakfast?
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to stay at the hotel for the convenience of just coming down to play, like the same day, like the same space.
I'm sure they do.
Do you know, is anyone planning to hold a room party?
What?
Invite everybody up to their room? No, we probably wouldn't know that. That would be up to the attendees.
I mean, I'm sure the Kansas City guys, us, we will all get together and do something.
You guys are staying at an Airbnb, though, aren't you?
I think that's still up in the air. I don't think we've... I think Wes has purchased his hotel.
Sean and I have purchased ours, so we're splitting a room at the Hyatt.
Okay, so you guys will be there.
Yeah. The cost isn't that bad, and you don't have to worry about transportation and all of that, so it's like, you know, convenience.
If you're driving out or you're renting a car, then you also have to worry about parking when you get there. So I know that for these types of events, if you stay at the Hyatt, you get a huge discount on any parking fees that they're going to have. Like, they probably have a parking garage. Otherwise, I'm sure that parking in Chicago is probably quite difficult.
From the times I've been, it's parking can be a pain, and it's not free in a lot of places in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's just something to be cognizant of for people driving, it's not always free parking.
Yeah. Staying at the Hyatt probably would be fairly convenient. It's a shame that we were not able to get this out earlier in the month. They did have a big discount on the tickets. I think that was actually the plan originally, was we were going to record this. We already put it off. For a little while, we missed that deadline.
Yes, there was originally a discount if you purchased your tickets before the end of April.
Yes.
That's come and gone.
Our audience knows, however, now that they missed their chance. So you're welcome, audience.
I was just going to say one more note about the hotel is if you actually make sure you check the site, because we were talking about driving. So they have the free breakfast. They have a free airport shuttle to the worst airport in America, Chicago O'Hare.
Oh, no. Have you been to Orlando?
No.
No, the Orlando airport is so much worse.
But here's what I wanted to point out. So it says at the end, please note, overnight self-parking is available at $20 per night per car. So if you drive, there is a cost to park at the hotel.
Okay. And they usually, probably they'll do validation. It would be cheaper if you're actually staying at the hotel.
Possibly. Somebody would have to call and verify that. I'm just saying what's right there.
Okay. I'd be stunned if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I don't know. The hotels when I stayed up there, you had to pay for your parking too. It was weird, really weird being from Kansas City where it's not like that.
I don't suspect parking will be a major issue for most people, because we're not going to be in like downtown Chicago proper. This is actually going to be more in the Rosemont area, and that's where they've had Adepticon in years past, and parking was never an issue.
No, I think it'll be fine.
All right. Well, let's talk then about a little bit more about the event stuff. So we've got the two categories. We've got team and solo. I believe it's just like the Invitational, where the team event is we're all just going to play and then aggregate our scores. And then we got the solo. I guess, is there anything special going on? Any twists or anything like that that people would...
I don't think there's anything too tricky, but so we're going to have a team event on Friday, October 10th, and that will... teams will be four-player teams, and I think we have 8-plus potentially going from Kansas City, so we might have 2 or 3 Kansas City teams. And you'll play your games like solo, individual games, and you'll aggregate your scores, and that will be your team score. So that'll be on the Friday, and then on the Saturday and the Sunday, those will be for the
it's Saturday through Monday, and potentially a social event on Friday if there's enough people, is what it says.
Okay, so the team event will be on Saturday, and then the main event, the single player event, will be Sunday, Monday. And that'll be over 2 days, which is consistent with how Nationals has been in prior years.
Is that 4 games per day?
The main event is currently slated for 6 rounds over Saturday and Sunday.
6 rounds.
It might be 4 on the first day, 2 on the second day with prizes.
Oh, never mind. Okay, so I thought you were saying 6 rounds or 6 games per day. For a total of
20. No, okay, because no,
I was
going to
say, that's a little bit brutal, Kurt. I wish that you warned everybody before I signed up for that. But six games over 2 days is okay. That's not bad.
Only three a day. Wow.
We've done that.
Okay, I think I might have gotten it flipped around. So I think the main event is Saturday, Sunday. And then the team's event is four rounds. And it's Sunday evening and Monday. And that Monday is a national holiday for bankers or federal employees.
I would wager it's going to be four rounds on Saturday then. And then two rounds Sunday and potentially two rounds on... for the teams if they're starting on Sunday, which is kind of weird, but is what it is.
That sounds probably right, yeah.
God, if only we could have gotten Carl.
We would have clearer answers and all this. Well, that's okay, though. We
didn't
have...
you say you drink and know things, Kurt?
Well,
the drinking interferes. Yeah.
It's easier to remember the geisha politics. It's harder to remember the specific details of what we're supposed to be doing.
I know nothing.
Oh, anyway, though, I think we've just about exhausted everything we have to talk about the Nationals and then also went on tangents into other things. So
we will include links down below for the tickets for U.S. Nationals, as well as information for U.S. Nationals.
And aside from that, we've become disorganized and disoriented, so there's nothing left to do but perform a tactical retreat.
Bye.
Adios.
Yeah, we'll see you again. Goodbye.